From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Thank you for joining us for this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. In a few minutes, we'll hear from Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina, as he concludes a message entitled The Altar of Witness. The tribes of Reuben, Gad, and the half-tribe of Manasseh had fulfilled their promise to go to battle with the other tribes in the conquest of Canaan. Their possession was on the east side of the Jordan, but shortly after their departure for those lands, word came to Joshua that they had built an altar of their own. Jumping to the conclusion that those tribes were guilty of apostasy, the 9 and a half tribes prepared to make war on them. When Joshua learned that the altar on the east bank was intended only as a memorial, not as a place of sacrifice, tragedy was averted. From this account, Dr. Cairns has been drawing a parallel between that altar and the cross of Christ as a permanent witness to the gospel privileges and duties of God's people. The altar reminds us to battle against apostasy. Also, God's people need to focus on that which unites them in Christ, rather than on their personal or denominational distinctives. At the same time, believers must remember that there is no unity except upon the basis of gospel doctrine. The Bible is very clear that there is to be no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness. Finally, we'll see the necessity of keeping the cross of Christ central in the worship of God's people. It is as we live out the pattern of the cross in our lives that others will come to see Christ in us. Dr. Cairns will bring the final portion of this message in a few minutes. First, we invite your attention to this devotional thought from Morning by Morning, a collection from the pen of C.H. Spurgeon.
Today's text is found in 2 Samuel chapter 5 and verse 24. When thou hearest the sound of a going in the tops of the mulberry trees, then thou shalt bestir thyself. The members of Christ's church should be very prayerful, always seeking the unction of the Holy One to rest upon their hearts, that the kingdom of Christ may come, and that His will be done on earth, even as it is in heaven. But there are times when God seems especially to favor Zion. Such seasons ought to be to them like the sound of a going in the tops of the mulberry trees. We ought then to be doubly prayerful, doubly earnest, wrestling more at the throne than we have been wont to do. Action should then be prompt and vigorous. The tide is flowing. Now let us pull manfully for the shore. Oh, for Pentecostal outpourings and Pentecostal labors! Christian, in yourself there are times when thou hearest the sound of a going in the tops of the mulberry trees. You have a peculiar power in prayer. The Spirit of God gives you joy and gladness. The Scripture is open to you. The promises are applied. You walk in the light of God's countenance. You have peculiar freedom and liberty and devotion, more closeness of communion with Christ than was your wont. Now, at such joyous periods, when you hear the sound of a going in the tops of the mulberry trees, is the time to bestir yourself. Now is the time to get rid of any evil habit, while the Spirit of God helpeth your infirmities. Spread your sail, but remember what you sometimes sing. I can only spread the sail. Thou must breathe the auspicious gale. Only be sure you have the sail up. Do not miss the gale for want of preparation for it. Seek help of God that you may be more earnest in duty when made more strong in faith, that you may be made more constant in prayer when you have more liberty at the throne, that you may be more holy in your conversation whilst you live more closely with Christ.
Oh.
From time to time here on Let the Bible Speak, we've called attention to Q&A with Alan Cairns. These are video clips of Dr. Cairns giving biblical answers to a variety of questions. These include such issues as, what is the gospel? Why did Christ have to be virgin-born? How do we know the Bible is the Word of God? What's wrong with same-sex marriage? In all, Dr. Cairns responds to over 50 such concerns. As we've mentioned, all of these video clips have been available on the ltbsradio.com website. Now we're pleased to make available a DVD containing all of these video portions, about 5 hours of guidance from God's Word for problems which face the 21st century Christian. You may have a copy of Q&A with Alan Cairns free of charge simply by requesting it. Just ask for the DVD of Q&A with Alan Cairns. You may email ltbs@freepress.org. That's ltbs@freepress.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Finally, if you wish, you may write, Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Here's an excellent way to provide scriptural answers to family and friends regarding the challenging questions facing believers in this day.
Paul said to the Ephesians, have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. He told Titus in chapter 1, verse 10, that there are many unruly and vain talkers and deceivers whose mouths must be stopped. We must put a gag on them. Does that sound like the inclusivism of the 20th century? Does that sound like the lovey-dovey fellowship that we find masquerading as Christian love and charity? No, no. Paul, whoever had a greater heart of love among all the apostles than Paul? Whoever was willing to burn himself out more readily out of love for saints and sinners than the apostle Paul? But yet, he says, these people must not be helped. They must be stopped. They must be gagged. Apostasy is a call to war. I hope that this church never loses its willingness to stand up and fight for what Dr. Paisley always likes to quote from the Covenanters as the crown rights of King Jesus and the crown jewels of his gospel. I have no interest in fighting people because they are Baptist or Lutheran or Methodist or whatever. I have no interest in fighting for fighting's sake. God save us from it. And as much as lies within us, let us live at peace with all men. But when it comes to the central doctrines of the gospel, when the glory of the person and work of Jesus Christ comes under attack, let us not be found wanting. We must be willing to say that is a call to war. The final thing that I will say is that the cross is a witness to the necessity of the ministry of the gospel among God's people. There's a very interesting thing here. The 2.5 tribes saw the necessity of the means of grace, the public means of grace. They knew they had to be able to worship at the tabernacle in Shiloh. They were afraid that they would be cut off from that worship, and so they raised the altar of Ed. It was a token of the joint communion of God's people. Now that altar speaks of Christ. Hebrews 13:10, we have an altar whereof they have no right to eat that serve the tabernacle. The altar, the cross, is not just a place of personal salvation, it is also a place of corporate worship. The cross calls believers to the public means of grace. That's why Christ has made the preaching of the cross central to public worship. That's why he has made the Lord's table, which is the remembrance of the cross, central to the worship of his people. That's why Paul says we must not forsake the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is. The cross, yes, it is the place of our personal salvation, but the cross is God's call to God's people to the public ministry of the Church of Christ. Now, I'm going to be very straight with you today. And American Christians are more likely to be open to criticism here than most. This is the country of individualism, and that is one of the great strengths of the country. But individualism is a curse when it comes to the spiritual realm. I want you to understand me clearly here, that the wanton neglect of the ministry of the church is nothing more or less than a deliberate hardening of the heart against the cross of Jesus Christ. That's a strong statement, but it's true. The public means of grace are not there just to be taken or left at your will. The public means of grace are not optional. To put it in very simple, down-to-earth language, the holy-sounding backsliding of a lot of Christians goes like this. Well, you know, I can pray at home. You don't need to go to church to meet with the Lord. You meet with the Lord at home. Oh, it sounds so holy. Because you see, implicit in it is, when I am not at church and I'm at home, I am praying. And when I keep away from church, I'm at home because I'm meeting with the Lord. I have to be careful what I want to say here, because I'd end up sounding a little sarcastic. But I am more likely to believe Alice in Wonderland than I'm likely to believe that. Let's get it clearly. God has set the ministry of His church as a public means of grace for the glory of His name, for the good of His people, for the strengthening of the body of Christ, and for the evangelism of sinners. Matthew Henry talked about this, and he says, those that are cut off from public ordinances are likely to lose all religion and will be, by degrees, cease from fearing the Lord. And he makes this very insightful statement. Though the form and profession of godliness are kept by many without the life and power of it, yet the life and power of it will not be long kept without the form and profession. I want to tell you, if you willfully and wantonly absent yourself from the public meeting of the body of Christ, your spiritual life will decline. It will go down, and you can protest all you like, oh, well, I can meet with God at home. We all should meet with God at home. It's not either or. This is not just for yourself. This is for your children. Parents teach their children by everything they do as well as what they say. Children grow up to despise the ministry of God's word. You tell them, oh, this is important. But why is it important? When the slightest little excuse that comes along is good enough for you to absent yourself from the public preaching of the word. Why should they believe it's important? It'll be a miracle out of the ordinary if they do, because it will be in spite of the testimony of their parents. Matthew Henry again put it this way. Those who have themselves found the benefit of God's ordinances cannot but desire to use, preserve, and perpetuate the entail of them. By that he means their continuance as an inheritance, the entail of them upon their seed. My friend, the ministry of God's church is a necessity. And every time you come to the cross, remember, it is the cross that stands in the midst of the assembly of the saints. Not some wooden emblem, but the reality of the cross. We meet around a common mercy seat. We meet around the blood atonement of our Savior. The cross witnesses the necessity of the ministry of the gospel. And of course, if it does so, it witnesses to the means of sanctification among God's people. I leave you with this little picture as you look at Joshua 22. How did the tribes there live? they lived within sight of the altar of witness. How should Christians live their lives? Within sight and memory of the cross of Jesus Christ. Never let the cross be far from your conscious thinking. That's the key to sanctification. If you learn that, you can let all the theories and all the schools of thought on the subject go by the board. You could never read a book on sanctification, but if you've learned to live your life in the constant and conscious sight of the cross, you will have learned the message and the meaning of sanctification. But there's another way to take it. It's this, that the best evidence of our faith in Christ is the pattern of his cross in our lives. There were those tribes. They had the pattern of the altar in their midst. They were professing faith. What did they see as the best evidence of faith? The pattern of his cross, his altar in their midst. What is the pattern of the cross in our lives? It is dying unto sin and to the flesh. It is living unto God. It is the pattern of the cross that says with Paul, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death. Paul said to the Romans in Romans 6:11, reckon yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. That is keeping the pattern of the cross in your life. I've often quoted to you the words of the old gospel hymn, I think by Fanny Crosby, Jesus, keep me near the cross. There a precious fountain free to all, a healing stream flows from Calvary's mountain. In the cross, be my glory ever. Is that your prayer this morning? The cross is a permanent witness to the gospel privileges and to the gospel duties of the people of God. I trust we will learn to live our lives in the sight of Calvary, with the cross in our hearts as well as on our lips, dying to self, dying to sin, dying to lust, dying to pride, putting off the old man, living in righteousness and resurrection, life and power unto our Redeemer.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.